Returning on KJF Sports Talk, Matt Greenwood with you and down the line with us this afternoon ahead of their wrestling meet this evening is Windsor Owls head coach Ryan Bollinger. And Coach Bollinger taking over the program for Kevin Stofi, who started the program some time ago and ran the program all the way up until the end of last season and decided to give up the reins. And Coach Bollinger, assistant coach for Coach Stofi for a while as well, is now the new head coach. And Coach, we spoke over the summer, early on in the summer, as a matter of fact, I think late June, early July. And, you know, there is a transition that you got to go through from an assistant to a head coach, and we sort of touched on some of those things, some of the impact of some of the guys that graduated from this year and kind of what you were looking forward to about this season. So now that several months have passed, Coach, how are things going for you in the Windsor Wrestling program?
It's going great. I can't complain. The amount of emails and paperwork climbed a little bit from being an assistant to a head coach, but I'm handling it pretty well. We're getting along.
That's very true. The emails do climb, the workload climbs up a little bit as well. And you know, as you get ready for the first dual meet of the season, you know, here in late November, you guys are going to be hosting SLU, that St. Louis University High School, and Oakville. You got some returners coming back. Grant Pauly, as you mentioned before we started this interview, as well as Chris Butts. Pauly going to be a junior and Butts going to be a sophomore for you. Can you kind of take us through their off seasons up to this point?
Yeah, they've been. Pauly hasn't left the wrestling room. He's been in somebody's room all summer long. So Chris plays football for us. Chris Butts, he plays football for us. So he had football all summer long and fall. He got on the mat when he could. He will actually not be in the lineup with us tonight. He's still has a minor tweak of an injury from football that we're just not heal up before we get him on the mat. So he'll be back real soon.
All right, very well. And I guess one thing to sort of talk about is when you have a name associated with a certain program, whether it's basketball, baseball, football, in y'all's case, wrestling, sometimes you might possibly see some changes in terms of interest in continuing that program when that named person leaves. You told me before we started this interview as well that you have 24 total wrestlers in the Windsor wrestling program. So I imagine that number is kind of right in line with what Coach Stofi had over the last several years.
Oh, of course. Yeah, we're right on average. We're actually very bottom loaded. I have 9 freshmen and 11 sophomores. So very bottom loaded. So I hope we can have a lot of retention next year, keep them, and as we grow, having only 1 senior and 3 juniors, hopefully we keep that freshman group, that sophomore group, and then the 7th and 8th grade down there. I can't remember how many they have, but hopefully we keep the numbers up. 10 a class is pretty good, so if we can keep that up, we'll be rolling right along.
All right, very cool. Coach Bollinger, why don't you introduce to us some of the new faces on the Windsor Wrestling program?
New faces, as far as varsity goes, we'll have a freshman coming in for us at 106, Alex Weatherly. He did pretty well for us down in middle school. He wrestled for us middle school 7th and 8th grade. Did pretty well. I don't have stats on him for that, but we're looking for him to do big things. Just continue on the winning streaks that he's had 7th to 8th grade. 113 and 120. We're pretty light in them weight classes. 113 tonight will actually be Riley Bauman, girl wrestler for us. So with the new girls wrestling, she won't be in the lineup for district. She'll be in the girls lineup. But she'll be wrestling varsity tonight for 113. 120 will be open. And then a couple new faces. Adam El-Hawari, he's a sophomore, 126. He'll be in there at varsity for us. Pretty decent wrestler. He'll get some stuff done for us. 132, if you heard of Connor Minell, he was in the lineup last year, a junior for us. He was in the varsity lineup last year, got a couple wins. He's made fast improvements. He's been in the offseason, weight room, and wrestling room. So looking big for him. 138, Michael Wolcott. You also saw him in the lineup last year as a freshman. He's a sophomore this year. Looking for big things from him. He had some quality wins at varsity last year, so we'll continue on that. New faces. 170 tonight, we'll have Dominic Schilling. He's a sophomore. Didn't get any varsity time last year as a freshman, but had some quality tournaments on JV. Look for him to continue that. And he should get some varsity wins for us there. And then everybody else is returning on the varsity level.
All right, very cool. And, the list that I compiled from last year's team was all the guys that made it to the state championships. And you had six guys make it to state. And Ryan Yarnell, senior, went undefeated and won the championship there. You also had Jacob Warren, who unfortunately finished fourth after winning a state championship in a lower weight class the previous year. But then you had Andrew Kinder and Connor Ritchie, guys that did make it to state, but weren't able to place in the top six. So I imagine with Pauly a sophomore and Butts a freshman as part of that group that went to state, I imagine that you might probably sort of rely on them to kind of get the wheels going for the other freshmen and sophomores that are on the team, because those two guys have that state experience.
Yes, exactly. They're leaders in the room, and I expect them to hold themselves accountable for freshmen looking up to them and bringing leadership along with them. So, like you said, they're the experienced ones in the group. They've been to state. They know how to get there. They know what it's like. So they need to be good role models, and so far they have done that very well.
Other than those two, Coach, any other potential state candidates that you feel like at this point, without even having actually started the season yet until tonight, but guys that have impressed you over the last several months that you feel like could make it to state this year?
Right off the bat, it's early in the season, so it's hard to talk about that. But right off the bat, obviously a lot of varsity experience for Dominic Pona. He'll be at 145 for us. I expect him to get some more quality varsity wins, and I don't see why he couldn't qualify for state. So we just got to keep his head straight, and he'll get some wins for us. We also got, like I mentioned, Alex Weatherly at 106. He's a pretty solid 106. I haven't seen him, obviously, in the varsity lineup. Tonight will be his first time. So we'll see what we get from him. But he's impressed me, 7th, 8th grade, and in the practice room, so hopefully we can get him qualified for state as well. Henry, we got Austin Henry at 106. He's pretty solid. He's been wrestling for me for a while, and I think if he really buckles down, he can be a state qualifier as well. Brandon Ruge at 182. He's a senior. He's my only senior, so he's got that mat experience being a senior. Plenty of time on the mat, he ought to be able to squeak in there too. So I have a feeling we could still have that 4 or 5, maybe 6 qualifiers again this year. But it's we'll have to see what happens tonight and get the ball rolling.
Two more things from you, Coach, as we're speaking to Ryan Bollinger, Windsor Wrestling head coach. Two more things from you. I imagine as a coach, as a first-year head coach, or maybe even as an assistant, maybe this was something Coach Stofi had, but have a checklist of things that you're looking at. I know you can't watch every match, but I'm sure you have other coaches looking to see where some kids might be able to improve for the rest of the season. But do you have a checklist of things you want to see from your wrestlers as you go into tonight?
I do. I want them. We stress every day in the wrestling room. I want them to push the pace and just never stop. We strive to score first, and I don't want them to stop. I don't want them to just stare at their opponent, and that's mainly what I tell them I'm looking for, especially tonight, being the first meet of the night or of the season. I want them to push that pace, keep moving, be solid, and then once we get into the match, if they get down on the mat, I want them to keep moving, never stick their head on the mat, just lay there, just just overall, just keep moving. I'm not worried about wins or losses. It's how you win or how you lose. So we'll see what they do.
All right. And Coach, one last thing. I do apologize for not remembering her last name, but Riley, you mentioned, is a girl that's going to be wrestling tonight for you at the varsity level. It's a really neat story. We're starting to see in Jefferson County that it's not necessarily rare, because DeSoto has a girls wrestling program. Northwest has girls wrestling. I believe Seckman, and I think Seckman does as well. So, maybe there's some other girls sprinkled throughout other schools in Jefferson County, but it's still a neat story regardless. So give us your take on Riley and her potential for this year.
Yeah, it's Riley Ballman, and she's a sophomore for us. Wrestled middle school, wrestled last year freshman. She'll be wrestling in that 110-pound girls weight class. Obviously tonight with the boys, she'll be 113. She's great. She works her butt off. She's in the weight room. She runs cross country. She just does everything in the practice room I ask her to do. And I like the fact that we have girls wrestling now, and I see her doing big things in the rest of her varsity career.
All right, very well, very awesome. Coach, certainly appreciate your time this afternoon. Good luck this evening. SLU and Oakville coming to Windsor for the first dual meet of the wrestling season for the Windsor Owls. Coach, we certainly look forward to keeping up with you guys throughout the season, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much.